Good morning and welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. My name is Richard Hunter and I'm the liturgist this morning. First things, we welcome everybody here today, and if you're a visitor, we're glad you're here. Take just a second, and there should be registration pads at the end of each pew. If you would go ahead and fill those out and pass them backwards and forwards. Just a couple of announcements. This Tuesday, May 3rd, is Teenagers, and that will be at noon in the warehouse. Come for a great meal, and you get to play bingo, and the cost is $7 for the meal. We hope that you will join us next Sunday for Mother's Day here at Asbury. Every woman will receive a small gift next Sunday. Also next Sunday, we will begin a campaign to raise funds toward a much-needed new van for our church. There will be a designated envelope in the bulletin for you to place any donation in. Our van is consistently used and is a consistent help in the ministry to others. We hope you will be able to give. And now I invite Garrett Pritchard forward. He has an announcement to make.
Hello, my name is Garrett. I'm a member of the Asbury Youth Group. And from June 19th to June 25th, we go to Mountain View, Arkansas for a summer camp called OMP, where you get to go and you get to help a lot of people in need, like build a real wheelchair ramp for them or do the yard work for them. And we have 11 students that are trying to go, but we are lacking one driver. So if someone would like to go, you can talk to Amy Bennett. We would really like someone to drive us so we can all go. And your trip would already be paid for if you do go, so there would be no money. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you. And now would you please stand and pass the peace of Christ to one another? And now we're going to have one more message from Austin Pittman.
Hi there. My name is Austin Pittman, and I'm sure everybody has heard a couple of weeks ago there was a major earthquake in Ecuador. My dad actually lives down there. He's retired down there, and he was a paramedic for a long time and actually was a natural disaster coordinator in the United States. So he's doing a lot of work down there. He went down and volunteered about a week ago and worked in some of the medical tents and stuff. And he says right now there's a lot of international help. There's a lot of, you know, the Red Cross is down there giving food and water and that kind of stuff. But that stuff is all kind of getting ready to go away. There's a lot of, you know, people are, the help is getting ready to come back home. And so what he's doing is, he said the other thing is a lot of the bigger towns and bigger cities are getting a lot of help, and the little rural villages are not. Like he said that they would load up medical supplies and be driving to these bigger towns, and there'd be people from these little villages on the side of the road holding up empty water bottles and stuff. So he's organizing to take down a bunch of supplies to some of the smaller villages. He also says that, you know, they've got some food, they've got some water, but once all the international aid leaves, these people, they have no way of putting their lives back together. If they've got little shops, their shops are destroyed. They don't have electricity and probably won't for several months. So what he's kind of focusing on is he's going to take some portable generators down there. He's going to take some small refrigerators for people that have insulin so they can keep their insulin refrigerated. He's going to take canopy tents and shelving so some of the vendors can get their businesses back going and kind of get some income coming back in. So I just ask that if you wanted help with that, just write a check or put it in a separate envelope when they collect the offerings, and I'll make sure and get that down to him and make sure and get that money to a useful place. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
please stand and join in our hymn of praise, Standing on the Promises, in our hymnal number 374.
If my friends will come forward. Good morning. Ooh, that was a little rough this morning. So what am I holding? Not a Bible, but a hymnal. And what's a hymnal made up of? The Bible's made up of Bible stories. Hymnal's made up of, what do we sing? Songs. Very good, Jenna. Very good. Well, you know, there's several of these hymns that I like, but there's one that I especially like called Blessed Assurance. And I decided to find out a little history behind it, and I found out that it was made or it was written by a lady by the name of Fanny Crosby. And when she was young, she had an eye infection. And her regular doctor wasn't there, so she went to the partner. And the doctor did something, and it caused her to be blind. But you know what? What was so interesting about her is that she didn't complain. She wasn't grumpy about it. She didn't blame God. She didn't blame the world. She took it with stride. And she wrote a lot of her hymns that are in our hymnal because she was giving praise to God for just being able to live. And so I thought that was kind of interesting because there's days when we are grumpy, right? When something's not hurting or something's not right and we are just grumpy as all get out. But you know what? And we just complain. But Fanny didn't do that. Because her blessed assurance is that God loved her. So think about that. So think about the next time when you're like, and the world is just against you and things aren't going well. Think about Fanny Crosby and think about blessed assurance and how God loves you. And you can take that blessed assurance and share it with others. All right. Jackson's going to pray for us.
Dear Lord, the difficulties in our lives seem small when compared to what others may be facing. Help us not to grumble and complain, but to praise and glorify you in every situation. Amen.
We now lift our lives and prayers to God. Please take a look in the bulletin at the prayer list, and please add Diane Gardner. Keep these people in your prayers and thoughts for the upcoming week. Let us pray. Loving God, your mercy extends forever and ever. We truly cannot fathom the depths of your incredible love for us. Your love is limitless, boundless, unmatched, far-reaching, and incomprehensible. Yet, at the same time, it is very simple, so very near, and at our core, so intimate. Your love has produced songs of praise and worship, cantatas of dedication, and people who are willing to give their lives to show the love you've given them to others. Lord, we claim that love today. We grab hold and we will bring it close to give us strength and transform us into the people you created us to be. That kind of love, Lord, is not meant to be merely held, thought of fondly, but it is to be used to spread mercy and compassion to all in this world, to those who are sick, dying, alone, hungry, at the end of their rope, and feel empty. We will surround them with this powerful love that knows no bounds because you command us to love and give beckons us to. Turn our fears, weaknesses, stumbling blocks away, and may we genuinely, with eager hearts, give all we are to let love rule. Now, we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Asbury Change the World Day will take place on Saturday, May 14th. Different missions will take place, and you are encouraged to join us. At 9 a.m., we will be putting together three different kits: a food kit, a hygiene kit, and a kit for children's emergency room visits at the church and be given to those in need. At noon, we will be helping with our house to help serve a meal to those in transition housing. Lastly, we will meet at 5 p.m. for the Stamp Out Hunger event by the Arkansas Food Bank. When we serve others, there is no doubt we encounter Christ. Let us pray. Lord, stir within us a giving spirit that casts aside greed, selfishness, and instead embraces generosity as a core way of living life. Thank you for all you've given. May all we give back be a blessing to others. Amen.
Thank you.
remain standing and join in our hymn of meditation, number 369, in the hymnal Blessed Assurance.
Would you please be seated? Thank you so very much for all of your prayers, your words of encouragement and concern for me. Just to dispel rumors, I'm going to briefly tell you what happened to me. I had, without my knowledge, an abscessed infection in my throat. And a couple weekends ago, I choked on a chicken bone, which led to it aggravating the infection, making it swell, meaning that I needed surgery. So I had the surgery, and I recovered. I'm doing well. I'm in no pain, and we're going to go move on to new horizons. All right. Thank you so much again. I really sincerely am grateful for all of the prayers, Jenna, and I am very thankful for all of you. Our scripture passage comes from Psalm chapter 23, verse 6. This is the scripture passage that we're reading, and it's our closing because this is the end of our sermon series on the 23rd Psalm. Hear these words. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. What is your dream house? Maybe you're living in it, and aren't you glad? Maybe you vision a fabulous mansion with a beautifully manicured front and back lawn, a wonderful pool with a water fountain in it, filled with numerous rooms that are purposed. Maybe there's a big craft room. Maybe there's a spa room. Maybe there's a jacuzzi room. Maybe there's an entertainment system room. Maybe you have your own personal movie theater. Maybe you have an immaculate, incredible kitchen with all the counter space you could ever imagine. Maybe you have a fabulous dining room. Perhaps your dream home has nothing to do with what is the property, but where the dream house is located. Maybe your dream house is on the lake. Maybe your dream house is by the ocean. Maybe your dream house has fields as far as the eye can see, and you can see all the sunsets and sunrises so vividly. Maybe you're out in the middle of the woods and you have numerous paths you can trail. But what is it? What is it about your current home that you desire so much about this dream home? What's missing? What makes up a home that means so much? Is it really the equipment, the space, the appliances? No. We're people gathered in the house of God. And if there's one thing that hopefully we've learned from God, is that it's not the physical appearance of things that matters, it's the spiritual, isn't it? No, it's the love and the memories and the experiences in the home that make the home worthwhile, that brings the home value, fills it with times past. I remember when my grandmother died, and not soon after we sold that property. That property that was built in the 1930s saw decades pass. Could you imagine the history that house has witnessed as the years have gone by? In fact, Jana and myself are coming up on 2 years being in our current home that we are renting. And I remember the process of trying to rent that property. The first property I would rent, and it was stressful because I knew that there were other people interested in living at that house that we wanted to live in. And I wasn't quite so sure they were going to trust a 27-year-old, even though he looked good on paper. You start to doubt, you start to wonder, is it going to happen? And thankfully, all the pieces fit together, and we have this home, and we're creating memories and love and long-lasting experiences, and that fills us with things that propel us into the future. In fact, it's hard to even fathom that we've been living in that house for 2 years. Many of you have probably been living in your house for decades, perhaps. Couldn't imagine moving. You have markings around the house that identify it as this is your home. Let us turn to Psalm 23. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So the question comes when we read that passage, what does the house of the Lord look like? Is it a big mansion? Is it by the beach? We've already answered this question. No, the house of the Lord is made up of love, memories, relationships. But if we look closely, we remember that this is a psalm. And the psalms were written by the Israelites. And so what would the Israelites have thought of the house of the Lord to be? Well, they believed that God dwelled in the Ark of the Covenant. And where was the Ark of the Covenant? And the Holy of Holies. So you can imagine the common folk dreaming about what the Holy of Holies looks like. What does it mean to walk where only the high priest can walk and experience the presence of the living God in the Holy of Holies? But what's marvelous, my brothers and sisters, what is revealed in Jesus Christ, is the Holy of Holies is no more. Do you know where God dwells? Do you know where the house of the Lord is? The house of the Lord is you. Me. All of us. Let that sink in. God dwells in you. That changes everything. The first thing it changes is how we see ourselves. Because if God dwells in us, then we have to stop hating ourselves. We have to stop cutting ourselves down. We have to stop allowing others to abuse us. God dwells in you, and that's a special thing. That means you're worth having God dwell in, correct? Why would God dwell in something God doesn't want to dwell in? You're beautiful. You're loved. You're uniquely created, and God lives in you. The second thing it changes is how we see others. It may be tough to swallow, and trust me, I've been trained on how to swallow. It's tough to swallow because it's saying that God dwells in others, not just you. It means God dwells in the person you can't stand. It means God dwells in the person that hurts you. It means that God dwells in our enemies. But what it compels us to do is see people of sacred worth, that they are lovable, that God is in there somewhere, and we are to respect, love, show compassion, no matter who that person may be. The third thing it changes is community, because I have God in me, and we all have God in each other. Our community is transformed. Thus, we must love all. Thus, we must welcome all into the house. There are no more strangers. There are only guests. My parents, something that I love about them is that they can throw fabulous dinner parties. I mean, premier. Good food, good drink, good company. Everyone is cherished, welcomed, celebrated. It's a good time. And that, to me, is how we will experience the house of the Lord we go to when we meet our end and we begin anew. It'll be a great dinner party. It'll be great conversation, love, relationships. All will be invited in. All will be welcomed as guests to feast, to celebrate Christ and the love that Christ teaches us and that God is in all of us. This changes everything. So how will you move forward? Will you embrace the fact that God dwells in you? That God dwells in your neighbor? It compels us to live differently. It compels us to change how we treat people. I had opposite ends of the spectrum of care over the course of my issues. I was at a hospital in East Tennessee where it seemed like they didn't care at all. And I was at UAMS where I got A-plus care. That A-plus care makes a difference because it gives you optimism. It gives you hope. So let's give A-plus care to all people because God dwells in them. And the love of God, it's bursting from within you, compels you to welcome them to the party, welcome them to love, welcome them in the family of God. There is no greater privilege. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I invite you to turn in your hymnals to page 12 as we prepare for Holy Communion. We continue the party by feasting and drinking and celebrating, for this table does speak of how Christ sacrifices his life. But it is not something we pity. It is not a funeral. It's a celebration of God's immense and incredible love for all of us. No doubt we are all invited to Christ's table. This is not a United Methodist Church table. It is not Asbury's table. It is the Lord's table. And it is at this place that all are welcomed to feast and receive the love of God found in this holy sacrament. So would you please join me in the confession and pardon. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. And now, with all of us gathered here and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which our Lord gathered with his disciples, he took bread, giving thanks to God. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, for this is my body, which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat of it in remembrance of me." And after the supper had been shared, our Lord took a cup, again giving thanks to God. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon all of us gathered here. On these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes again in final victory, and we feast at God's heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours now, Almighty Father. Amen. The body of Christ, given for all. The cup of salvation, poured out for all. We have gluten-free option for those that need that, just ask. We will also have an offering plate in the middle that you may place a donation that goes to help those that come to our church in need. With that, I'll ask those that will assist to come forward.
I come with joy.
Will you join me in prayer? Merciful God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world by the strength of your Spirit, renewed by the body and blood of Christ, to change, to share love, to make peace, to give comfort. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I invite you now to stand and sing our closing hymn, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. What better hymn is there to close a service for? Hymn number 365. Let us sing with gusto. The house of the Lord. So go forward, sharing love, compassion to a world that needs to learn it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.